Jackson.
The Minister of Education and officials of the Ghana Education Service today began a tour of some designated senior high schools to find out how this year's WASI is progressing. The Public Affairs Director of the Ministry of Education, Paul Krampa, told Radio Ghana that orientation courses have been organized for invigilators to ensure that there are no examination malpractices. He advises students to take their time to read the questions properly before answering them.
As part of preparation towards the conduct of the examination, the West Africa Examination Council, an agency of the Ministry of Education, has organized orientation for students all over the country. In fact, there was also an orientation program for the latest expeditors all over the country. And then the students were actually made to understand that there were certain things that they were not expected to do as far as the conduct of the examination was concerned, like bringing in examination or foreign materials and so on and so forth. So everything is in place for the conduct of the examination, and then the inspection papers have been distributed to all the districts throughout the country. So we are set.
How long is the exercise going to last?
Yeah, it's going to last for about a month. In fact, today we are starting with the integrated science. In fact, over the years, it used to be English language. But interestingly enough, this year, we are starting with integrated science.
Why that? Is there any reason for that innovation?
Well, you know, it is an international examination body, and they decide which subject has to be written first. So we don't have any hand at all in the choice of subjects for today. So it is the prerogative of the rest of the examination.
What edition of the WASI is this?
All that I can say is that it is the 2015 edition of the West Africa Examination.
In previous sessions, we recorded a number of failures in some regions and districts. Is there any advice you want to give the students as a parent and a teacher?
Yes, I would like to appeal to the students that they should take their time in actually answering questions. They should read questions very well. They should understand what the examiner is looking for answering them. It is very, very important. It's not just a matter of just putting a question and then writing. You need to read the questions over and over again to find out exactly what the examiner is looking for answering them. And then I also like to take this opportunity to appeal to them not to engage in any examination malpractice. It's very, very important. Not because if they do, it will jeopardize their future. So they should ensure that they don't engage in any examination malpractice.
Normally, during this period, you move around with the minister or the deputies and the education authorities to inspect what is going on. Is that happening?
Yes, yes. In fact, the minister was in some of the centers and she actually interacted with the students. She was at Osu Presby Secondary School. She was also at Accra Girls. The students were very much excited to see the minister actually interacting with them and appealing to them to prepare adequately for the examination. In fact, she has even gone as far as issuing a goodwill message to all students starting the examination throughout the country. In the goodwill message, she appealed to them to take note of the do's and don'ts of the conduct of the examination and not to engage in any examination malpractice. She actually reiterated the point that there is a need for them to actually adhere strictly to the conduct of the examination so that will jeopardize their future.
Mr. Krampa said 95% of the 200 community senior high schools projects commissioned by President Mahama are at different stages of completion throughout the country. He said additional 50 project contracts have been awarded, including the Adentine Community Senior High School. He said a World Bank fund has been sourced to ensure the early construction of the schools by 2016 for admissions to start.
The 50 new community senior high school under the first phase actually ongoing all over the country. In fact, that was one of the ones the president inspected, that in the Western region. In fact, it's almost 95% complete, and hopefully by June it will be completed. In fact, we are expecting the others also to be completed before the commencement of the 2015-2016 academic year. A lot is being done. In fact, additional 50 have been awarded. We are also in the process of awarding an additional 23. This is being funded by the World Bank. And I must say that Accra, for instance, is also going to benefit from one of the World Bank projects. And in fact, it's a magnificent project. Very, very magnificent in the sense that the structure is in the form of letter E. Excellence. We have 24 classrooms. We have laboratories, computer and science, headmaster's office, teachers' common room. There will also be headmasters, bungalows, and teachers' flats in all the community senior high schools.
So you are telling us that in 2016, Adenta can also host students in a senior high school?
Yes, yes. By 2016, in fact, the Adenta community senior high school will take off. All that I want to say is that the ministry is doing a lot to ensure that the president's vision of ensuring that the community senior high schools are in place is in course. The ministry is doing a lot. And in fact, we are very much optimistic that come 2016, a lot of the community senior high schools will have been increased.
That was the Public Affairs Director of the Ministry of Education, Paul Krampa, in that interview with George Ankra. Still on education, turnout on the first day of the 2015 West African Senior High School Certificate, WASI, in the Greater Accra region is high. Checks by Radio Ghana on some education centres indicate that a serene examination atmosphere, smooth exercise and only two absentees. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the head of the National Office of WAEC, Reverend Samuel Ni Olenu, said no examination malpractice has been recorded. He said WAEC can guarantee that no papers would be leaked this year. Reverend Olenu advised students not to rely on APO, but concentrate on their studies.
I visited the Accra High School, Accra Girls, St. Thomas Aquinas, and the Laboni Senior High School. At the Accra High School, all 418 registered candidates were present, busily writing, and invigilation was intact. The exam hall of the Accra Girls' School was not different, but one out of the 487 students was absent. The head of the National Office of WAEC, Reverend Samuel Olenu, said supervisors have been swabbed and have also been asked to abstain from the use of mobile phones. He said the change of timetable is in respect to Nigeria's elections, saying she is a member country.
WAEC made up of 5 member countries, including Nigeria. So we had to change the timetable because English language is taking all over. But in civilized science, quite unique to Ghana. They have slightly diversion. So it's unique to Ghana. That is why you are seeing it this way. So far, we've not had any bad news. We will ask them to concentrate. They shouldn't go around looking for APO, as they call it, because that will distract them. But if they concentrate, I mean, we believe that they will be able to do justice to the questions and come out with flying colors.
At the St. Thomas Aquinas Senior High School, one of the 415 registered students was absent. The assistant head of the school, Mrs. Marian Grant, said the school encountered one misspelled name and another wrong arrangement of name. The Laboni Senior High School had all registered candidates present. The headmistress of the school, Kate Bannerman, was optimistic about the readiness of students and asked parents to pay fees owed the school.
The students were seated as early as 8 o'clock. We wanted them to be relaxed before we started the examination. There is no absentee. Many parents have given us the assurance that by the end of April, they are completing in May. Come and settle their careers. They are very, very much prepared because here in Laboni, we are lucky. We don't experience that power outage. We don't have the dumso here. If anything, it's so one dumso. I would want to appeal to parents not to take advantage of the directive that we should not sack their children if they owe. Otherwise, the school administration will crumple.
Some students spoke to Radio Ghana after the paper.
The paper was manageable. It was okay. Like, it went down well. Yeah, but not really. I actually forgot some of the things I learned. Some of the things I also learned didn't really come. So, like, I'm just working hard, waiting for the next paper, so I'll be able to really learn and prepare for the next paper.
Everything was okay. Even though we've not been to the hall before, but today's been our first time. So when we went, we were cool. And God's grace, we're able to do something.